021-446-0567 and on the WhatsApp line at 0725671567. Innovation Cape Town aims to help startups, scale-ups and large corporations accelerate their growth. We chat to co-founder of Innovation Cape Town, Kino Cummies, this morning. Kino, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Cape Talk Radio. I've always been a big fan of the station. Good morning.
Kino, you've always been in the space of innovation. You've always been part of innovation. And now that we've started Innovation in Cape Town and this partnership with Epicenter out in Sweden, tell us about that relationship and the launch last Friday.
Okay, so why Sweden, why Epicenter Stockholm, I think is the key question. If you look at, and I don't want to get too technical here, but if you just have a look at the amount of unicorns, that's billion-dollar valuation businesses that have come out of Stockholm or come out of Sweden per capita, it's got the second highest concentration in the world. The next question is, how did they get there? And the ambassador, the Swedish ambassador at the event last Friday, Zane, pointed very clearly to collaboration and innovation. You know, people in Sweden didn't sit around and collaborate in little corners. People actually got together, pooled resources, and started innovating. And that is how they built this culture of innovation. And Epicenter Stockholm is the epicenter of that innovation. They've got 500 member companies, right, which sits at their space in Stockholm. But they also have 30,000 members. Some people sit at the space, other people are digital members, but the same principle applies. Everybody is part of one cohesive network of innovation.
Why Innovation City? Why Cape Town? And what has Cape Town got to offer to the international community when it comes to tech and when it comes to innovation and disruption?
Okay, well, what does Cape Town have to offer? I can tell you right now, one of my clients, Valencia Institute, a top 10 education innovation business, responsible for St. Stithian's Online, responsible for UCT Online High School, right? So there's a top 10 business. You've got a company called Aerobotics that they've just transformed the way farmers actually keep an eye on the farms, keep an eye on what they're growing, and they use technology and artificial intelligence to do that, a company that's scaled to America. And we can go on and on. I can tell you about Monster Energy, that's actually South Africans that run Monster Energy in the United States. South Africans have this flair for innovation. We are a very innovative nation. Innovative nation indeed, right? And the challenge, though, Zane, is we've got these wonderful islands of excellence, but we can quadruple that if we actually get people to work together. If we put people in one space, we connect people who've got access to funding, people who've got access to networks, people with great digital skills. We bring on board these really innovative businesses that have wonderful ideas, and technology sets that can make a difference and create impact. Once you bring all of them together and you get them to speak, I like using the term organized chaos, right? You bring all these great minds together, that is when the magic starts. And I think what Innovation City does, it's the platform that brings everybody together. We're almost like the conductor that gets the orchestra to sing, or the orchestra to play. Well, I haven't seen an orchestra that sings just yet. But that essentially is what we do, Zane.
And what particular markets and which particular startups are you looking and are you interested in to join this platform, Kino?
So, you know, we want to be the digitization hub of not just Cape Town, but South Africa, right? So when it comes, digitization is quite broad and it spans many verticals, many industries, right? If I can use an English term for that. And so digitization is our main play. We are digital innovators and we want to bring people within the digital the digitization innovation space together to try and find some of the solutions that are also scalable that you can take overseas. And the interesting thing, Hans Otterling was at our event on Friday. Hans Otterling is a general partner for a company called North Zone, quite a prolific venture capital firm. They concentrate on early stage startups, right? And back in 2006, he was part of a team that invested in a little company, you might know who they are, called Spotify. And he said, Africa is what Stockholm was in 2006. The opportunities are here. We've got the youngest population in the world, right? A lot of them have a phone in hand. And this market, from South Africa all the way up, is really ripe for innovation and creating what they call leapfrog technologies. I mean, if you look at there's this very infamous map of the world, right? And it shows you where all the lights are. And then you see Africa's very dark. But one speaker in TED said, and I think it was Toby Shapshack, as a matter of fact, he said, you see where the dark is? No, that's not deepest, darkest Africa. He said, that is where the innovation happens. Because innovation happens where you find the challenges. If everything works all the time, you're not as predisposed to wanting to innovate your way. I mean, who's ever wanted to innovate their way out of luxury, if you know what I mean? Yeah. On the continent, we've got a myriad of problems, from education to healthcare, and some people see them as problems, other people see them as challenges that can be solved for. So if we can, you know, use our network to try and solve for those, if we can get funders to back it, if we can find people with skills to support it, if we can get into markets to scale it, then we're looking at something which is really successful. The other thing is, you know, we talk about co-creation, Zane. Even in Innovation City, we 3,500 square meters under roof, right? We don't dictate to people what should happen. At the event on Friday, we went and approached, you know, we've had big businesses here, big retailers, banks, scale-ups from South Africa, and we got them to sit in groups and say, what do you want to see out of a space like this? And they've come up with, you know, amazing suggestions. And we're not dictatorial. We're not telling people this is what you're going to do in this space. We literally do what we say we're going to do, which is to co-create innovation.
Mm. And you create an ecosystem that people can actually, companies Correct. And services can actually feed off from that particular ecosystem and come up with what is essential these days. And that is problem solving, Kino. Moving forward from that. Chatting this morning to Kino Cummings, he's the Innovation City of Cape Town co-founder. Kino, just very quickly, is there a cost involved? Is there a membership fee involved? And
yes, we do. First of all, it's okay, not anybody. Because if you want people to work synergistically, you need to choose who comes in, right? So not every Tom, Dick, and Harry can sort of walk in the door and go, I want to innovate. You need to be able to add value to the space. So it's an invite-only space, for starters, right? We take a lot of things into account when looking at who one brings in. Diversity is absolutely essential because you can't have proper innovation without diversity. Right. We're also looking at the value that someone brings in. It doesn't help only having funders sitting in a space and you've got nothing to fund. We need companies that aren't. We need entrepreneurs that work within businesses, entrepreneurs, people who are starting their own little businesses from the garage and there's great potential, people who have already started scaling and are looking to scale even further. You need a good mix of people that can actually walk in this door and work together to co-create an innovation. So that is why we're very purposeful about who we decide to, you know, work in this building. There's also digital memberships. People can also take up digital memberships. You obviously won't necessarily have access to this particular space, but for the broader innovation community, those digital memberships do exist. I mean, I don't have the exact pricing off the top of my head right now, so I don't want to lie to anybody, but it ranges, you know, from anything from a knowledge membership to wanting some hot desks and access to facilities to a corporate wanting to take space. And we've actually had big corporates come to us saying, listen, can we potentially be an anchor tenant? But at the same time, we've had funders say, we want to operate in that space. We've had technology scale-ups going, please, we would love to be in that space. And we've already received a substantial amount of expressions of interest. But I can definitely send you the exact numbers around which, we've got a couple of tiers.
I suppose you'll be able to put it up on a website, or, people can actually just contact you for that. That's Kino Kamies, Innovation City, Cape Town co-founder, chatting to us this morning.